Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
W4VFW, is there a net tonight?
Well, there should be. N7IVV. I guess stand by and I'll go ahead and start it. This is N7IVV for the Fock Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Stand by, everybody. Be right with you. QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV activating the Fock Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fock Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information and activities related to amateur radio. Announcements coming up for tonight. For this week, I guess I should say, let's see, club meeting tomorrow night. Club meeting tomorrow night. We'll have promises to be a very interesting presentation by Kevin, W4RKU, about the RigPi remote server, I guess it is, a Raspberry Pi-based server, which he uses a lot for running his station remotely. So that promises to be very interesting. I have to think here. October 22nd is the, I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. It's the Great Pumpkin Ride. The Great Pumpkin Ride, which is sponsored by the Fauquier Trails Committee, I forget, FTC. Chuck KO4VNZ is kind of coordinating that for us this year with the club. I may talk about that in a few more minutes, so put that on your calendar. It's generally the morning of the 22nd. It's a bike ride. It's a bike ride that starts up in Warrenton and ends in Warrenton, but loops clear down to Remington and over to, I can't even remember where, over to the eastern part of the county, and then loops back up. There's three different routes and four rest stops plus the start point, and we need bodies to man those, staff those, I should say. So anyway, I'll talk about that a little more later. Let's see, the standard amateur radio breakfast is 29th of October, same time. There's some discussion about moving it to a different location, but I guess stay tuned to your email and then check out the W4VA groups.io site for more information on that. Also on the 30th of October, the day after, this is a Sunday, we have probably the last fox hunt of the year, calendar year anyway. I do not have the time for that yet, but it will be on Sunday, I would assume Sunday afternoon, with the weather turning cooler, but we'll have more information on that as well, maybe tomorrow at the meeting, but for sure we'll be emailing everybody and talking about it on the nets. I guess the only other thing that you're going to hear board members harping on about is that we need some new bodies to step into board positions. Remember, this is a volunteer organization, and all the positions are open for election every year. They're only one-year terms, but we've got some vacancies that we know we're going to have a need for example, the secretary position needs to be open. I believe actually both the vice president and the president will be open. Of course, president will be because I've already done three terms and I can't, by bylaws, do another one. So that needs to be we need people. We need people. And we're having a hard time kind of figuring out who to buttonhole. So if you have any desire to help out, we'd sure like to talk to you. Okay, let's see. I think what I'll go ahead and do is take check-ins and see if I can find some sort of newsy type thing tonight, maybe to mention. We'll go from there. Sorry, I was obviously not. Shoot, you guys are even lucky I came into the shack here when I did. I wasn't even planning on checking in tonight. So, let's take check-ins now. This is N7IVV. Call now.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, no comment.
W4RKU.
K3FR, no comment.
K4BOL, in and out.
W4VFW.
Here's Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
This is KO4VNZ, no comment.
Okay, I've got K1HTV, KO4WYX, Matt, thanks for stopping by. 24RKU, Kevin, K3FR, Ron, no comment, but I'm sure you'll lurk. KA4BOL, James, good to have you tonight. W4BFW, Rob, hope things are going well in Tennessee for you tonight. M4OZH, Gil, good to hear from you. KO4BNZ, Chuck. Anybody else want to check in tonight? Go ahead. This is N7IVV.
KN4SPL, no comment.
Kilo Echo 4 Lima Whiskey Tango, no comment.
Was that Kilo Echo 4 Lima Echo Romeo?
Kilo Echo 4 Lima Whiskey Tango.
Oh my, I don't know where I got LER out of that. I'm sorry, Jack. Are you down in Rutgersville? I used to live down there. Still got property. No comment. Okay, let's need to mark this right. But anyway, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. All right. I guess all I was going to talk about was just some of the finer points of working at a public service event like the Great Pumpkin Ride. For starters, I guess what we will be doing is simply providing additional communications back and forth from the net control station, which is also where the ride the activity coordinator will be, or coordinators, and of course they will be there, and you know we will be at their elbows. So we'll have two people working as the net control operators up in the Warrenton area, and Chuck, you'll know better than me. I can't remember where they actually start. But then we have two people at each of the four rest stops, and their purpose is to simply provide additional communications and send status messages back and forth as necessary, and be able to kind of see that and hear that at the net control station, so that they can the event operators can kind of keep tabs on what's going on easily. You know, cell phones, sure, that's all very nice, but this way you can kind of just monitor everything that's going on. So what you end up with is the net control station, and then four of these rest stops with two people each. And as far as operations, it'll be just like it is here. It'll be a directed net. If you need to pass traffic on, you will call the net control station, and they will then acknowledge you, and then you can pass your traffic. Or if they need to talk to somebody, they'll call you, and you then speak to them. If you need to talk to one of the other rest stops, you will call net control, and then they will either pass the traffic or they will let you speak directly to each other. We will be using the repeater. There again, the brain just died. One thing, okay, as far as hardware, I had a question, an email that came through earlier, and Charles, Chuck, I don't know if you responded to him yet, but wondering what kind of equipment we'll need. And for those of you that may have been here on Sunday night, you heard me talk about the the efficacy, the positive use of cross-band repeating if you have a dual-band mobile rig in your car. This is N7IBB. But for most of the area that this ride will be taking place in, we can all reach our repeater with handhelds, with HTs. There's a couple of spots over on the eastern side of the county that are very sparse when it comes to cell phone coverage, which is where we come in and we can help because, you know, they can't hit cell towers, but we can hit our repeater, so we can still transmit information up and back there. So, obviously, the very least, the minimum equipment that you need is a handheld with the club's repeater frequency programmed in, of course. You're better off if you have a little bit higher gain antenna for your HT, and you'll probably have to be using 5 watts, so you probably need to bring a spare battery just in case. More than likely, you will not burn up your radio battery with a lot of communications during this thing. Besides, you're only going to be on site for maybe 3-4 hours, maybe 5 hours. It's not like it's a huge all-day activity. But we'll talk about crossband repeating in more detail. I guess anybody that's interested, we can play with that tomorrow night if we've got time. But that's a helpful thing. I need to talk to the repeater committee and see if we can make some adjustments. But that's the whole thing. I mean, you're just going to be there. It's better to have 2 people, so we do need to have at least 10 people to participate in this thing. You don't have to stay for the whole thing if you can swap out shifts with somebody if you need to. But that'll be the best way to do it. So anyway, it's just basically another opportunity to use, it's just like the net we run here tonight, except that you're not sitting comfortably in your home. You're sitting out someplace, hopefully, with a nice fall day and watching bicycle riders come through and passing along any necessary traffic for that. Anybody have any questions on this? This is N7IBB. Okay. In that case, I'll turn it over to Rich, K1HTV, for any comments you've got. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Brad. This is K1HTV. Thank you very much for picking up the net. And unexpected to chore that you really don't need, right? Anyway, good to see everybody on the radio. We'll be seeing you in person, hopefully, tomorrow. I plan to be at the meeting. See you there about 7:15. The solar flux has gone up to 161. Notice this afternoon, the number has climbed from the 150s to 161. Sunspot number has gone up to 153, and the K index is still pretty high. It's been hanging up there between 4 and 6 for days. A couple drops down to 2, but then back up again. Sun is a little more active, and number of flares. So kind of messed up conditions, although conditions have been really interesting. I got a call from Harv, K2PI, this evening on the repeater. He said he worked in Argentina on 10-meter FM, 29.6. So if you have FM, don't be surprised to see some South Americans coming through on the FM simplex frequency. Very few people go up there, but now that the band is opening, you might see more activity up there. Just installed a mini whip. I had purchased one. It didn't work. Andy had a spare, which he had not used yet. I put it up this afternoon. It does work so well. I've moved my Red Pataya decoders to the mini whip. We're just going to see how it compares to the other regular antenna. So that's a test for the next couple of days. That's about it from here. We'll see you guys tomorrow at the club meeting. Back to you, Brad, and 7IVV. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that. And over to W4RKU, Kevin. And by the way, the correct number is 87. Go ahead.
N7IVV, W4RKU, 87. I missed whatever that was. Anyway, looking forward to speaking to everyone tomorrow night. Not sure who's doing the presentation. I didn't hear that guy before. But, yeah, that was interesting today. I actually worked Hawaii CW on 10 meters. Funky things are happening in the atmosphere, but they can be really fun. Actually, a lot of people were on 10 meters today, CW. So, that was interesting. I'm getting ready to redo my ground this weekend, yay. Or, yeah, just, I want to do it right. Which involves just putting in another ground rod. But, and a few other things. All of a sudden, I'm pulling N7 ID. My brain went blank. The only other thing is if there is a consensus among those who are interested in the breakfast, if somebody could make a final decision and let me know, I will put it on the website correctly, the place and time. If there are changes. That's all I got tonight. I look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. N7 IBD, W4RKU, back to that.
Okay, okay, Kevin, thank you. Yeah, fun doing your ground there, redoing that. W4VFW, Rob, how are things down there in Central Tennessee? I can't remember now where you are, but go ahead.
Okay, Brad. W4VFW, Robin. Irwin, Tennessee. I'm up in the northeast corner of the state of Tennessee, not far from the North Carolina border and not far from the Virginia border. So I got places I can go. Some of you know my wife died a couple weeks ago, and I'm slowly getting the house put back together. I've tended to her for about a year, and now I'm bringing in high-powered housekeepers, and that should work for me. I'm getting really back into ham radio, which I've been off for about a year. And I've got a new transceiver and a couple old transceivers, and I should be back in business. I just put up a hex beam, which I'm anxious to play with and see how that works. Other than that, beautiful weather, 72 today, not a cloud in the sky. And we have no rain for the next 2 weeks, they say. That's all I got. It's a good thing to be on this net. I love everybody here, and I appreciate you all letting me in. Back to you, Brad. This is W4VFW.
Okay, Rob. Well, we sure appreciate having you on here. And, okay, yeah, I can picture the area that you're in. I didn't have my hands free enough to be able to look it up on Google Maps, but I can certainly do that. And glad to hear you're adjusting okay to this rather major life event that you've gone through, so that's always good to hear. KM4OZH, Gil, what you been up to today? Go ahead.
N7IVV, it's KM4OZH. Good evening, Brad, everybody on the net, and glad you, Brandy, that you jumped right in there. Good job. Well, let's see here. I was working on various things. Plans for a couple of improvements on my a mobile rig for thinking about January VHF already, and I guess one of the main things I was kind of hoping that Harv was going to maybe check in this evening and see if he had any QSO totals for the K4V special event over the weekend, and curious if anybody had any expectations or what would consider a successful number of QSOs. So I have no idea at all. So I'm all up there. But I had a great time, and it had been better if we were on location, but still, it all worked out. But that's about all I got for this evening. I turn it back over to you, Brad. KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, Gil, Well, Chuck said he didn't have any comments for us tonight, didn't he? Well, give me just a second here. And let's see. I believe we had something on the order of 260-some QSLs. And, QSOs. I say that because the file, John sent me a file earlier, and it was an ADI file, and I imported them into a a new log in DX Keeper. But it kicked about 40 or so of them out and said that they didn't have valid dates. And 222 came in as valid QSOs. So, anyway, personally, three QSOs would be a successful event. What do you say? I mean, it's not like we were shooting for gold. It wasn't a competition. It was just kind of more as observation, observance, commemoration. It's too bad we couldn't have been on site there. Maybe next year we'll be able to do that. So, anyway, that's where we are. Chuck, you said you had no comments, so I'll go ahead and pass you by. KN4SPL, are you going to be at the meeting tomorrow night? Go ahead.
N79EV, KN4SPL, I'll be doing it virtual.
Okay, no problem. I just, I have this silly mount that I need to give you, and I keep forgetting to just go drop it on your porch, so I'll try and do that. Okay, well, that takes us to the end of the list. Do we have any other check-ins or rechecks tonight? This is N79EV, go ahead.
N7IVD, this is KO4VNZ, recheck.
Okay, Chuck, KO4VNZ, N7IVD, go ahead.
N7IVD, this is KO4VNZ. I'm just sitting here in the living room entertaining some guests I have this weekend, letting them listen to our net. I want to say good job on picking up the net this late, and good job in putting together and making all those hard decisions about the Cold War and Flint Hill Station special event. I really enjoyed it, even with my limited capabilities, just working the repeater, I had a great time. I guess the only other thing I'll speak to is let people know that Kevin has already sent out an email with the links that show the map for the Great Pumpkin Ride and the sign-up sheet. So go ahead and sign up early if you want. The sooner we get it signed up, the sooner I can get the names of our people to the event coordinators, because they want to be able to let their on-site people know who our people are. That's about it for me. This is KO4VNZ back to net.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for that information. Appreciate that. All right, well, I guess we'll bring this to a grinding halt here. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. This is as soon as I find what page I'm on. This is N7IVV with Fairnet. Thanks for everybody for joining us tonight. Again, if you'd like further information, you can see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to fairnet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the Fairnet, returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a nominal tomorrow.
N7IVV, W4VFW.
W4VFW, N7IVV, go ahead.
Just curious, Brad, where'd you get the 7 call? I was N7 November Echo Zulu for a lot of years in Reno, Nevada. I lived out there until I retired from the Postal Service, and I met my wife on the Internet and moved back here to Irwin. That was 25 years ago. Where were you born? Where did you come from? Over.
I got that down in the Las Vegas area. Specifically, I was living in a little town called Logandale in Moapa Valley, which is right up on the Overton arm of Lake Mead, halfway between Las Vegas and St. George, Utah. A little community my mom grew up in. I'd been licensed as a novice re-licensed as a novice when they changed the rules and let us stay novices forever if we wanted to. Finally got around to getting my general class out of the way there in Nevada. That was in, 86 maybe? Somewhere between 85 and 86.
Yeah, I left Las Vegas in 83. I was a pit boss at the Desert Inn, the Silver Slipper, the Frontier, and the Castaways. I worked for Hughes, that's my name too, and just went around to all those I was a fill-in pit boss wherever they needed me. Mostly I was at the Desert Inn, and all those joints, as you know, are gone now.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It's been interesting. Of course, Hollywood and lots of people have made, well, they haven't made the money. They've benefited from the destruction on some of them. I'm sure the casinos probably got paid a whole bunch of money to let people watch and use the footage of their explosions to bring the buildings down there. But, yeah, there's been a lot of change. And I've been in and out of there ever since I was a kid because my mom was born and raised there, like I say, between Vegas and St. George. And my mom and dad met down in the Los Angeles area in Pasadena. And got married and had us two boys, and we were all still down there. So we'd come home and drive up and go through Las Vegas and then on into Logandale. And, of course, that was before Interstate 15 was in place. So, you know, you had that long two-lane road all the way, and you had to drive right down the Las Vegas Strip. So lots of interesting memories. And, of course, now watching it grow and explode, and it's been very interesting.
I go back there every couple of years, but I go to Reno. I don't like Vegas, never did, even though I worked down there for 3 years. It's much nicer up in Reno. I'll let you go, Brad. Thanks again for running the net, picking me up, and we'll talk to you later. W4VFW.
Okay, Rob, you have a good evening. I'll catch up to you probably Sunday at the net again. And 7IVV, clear.
For VFW, K1HTV.
K1HTV, W4VFW. Hi, Rich. Good to hear you tonight. How's things going over there?
Connected. Things are going well. I looked around. You mentioned that you had seen a good cowboy movie on Prime, Amazon Prime, a couple of days ago. And I went looking for cowboy movies. I found a couple. One I watched today was kind of different. I'm not sure if the one, it was probably not the one you watched, but it's called Cowboys and Aliens. Cowboys and Aliens. So there's a couple of good actors in it, and sure was different. That wasn't the one you watched, was it?
No, it wasn't, but I can't remember the name of it. I can switch here real quick. It's prominent on Prime right now, and it was a good flick. I've watched 5 cowboy movies since then, Rich. Let me see here. If you got a minute. It's a great movie that I watched. Really good. And I'm going there now. Tale of Two Guns, I think, is the name of the movie. It's loading slowly on my TV. And I'll tell you in a minute. But it's a good yarn, and it's worth the watch if I can find it here. Other than that, while I'm looking, I'm planning on driving back there, and I want a good hotel. So you might, when the time comes, point me in the right direction. And I can't find the movie. Oh, well, I think it was A Tale of Two Guns. Should be on there. And it was, as I mentioned, a good yarn. Back to you, Rich.
VFW from K1HTV. Okay, and I'll look it up. Tale of Two Guns. You may want to take a look at this Cowboys and Aliens. It's a very interesting movie. Harrison Ford was in it. Daniel Craig, who played one of the 007s, he was also in it. Those are the two major actors, but Olivia Wilde was in it also. So, Cowboys and Aliens. It was made in 2011. And in looking for cowboy movies, that's one of the first ones I ran into. So I will now check out the other one, The Tale of Two Guns, and see how it plays. Anyway, I'm going to go back upstairs. I was down in the shack doing some things and checking out some a new temporary receive antenna I'm using to feed some of the FT8 and FT4 decoders just to see how it performs. It's nothing more than a little PC board with a preamp on it. And it fits on the end of a piece of coax. It's a plate. The plate can't be no more than 2 inches by 1 inches on that PC board. And the output of that feeds through a capacitor to a preamp on the board. then feeds downstairs down to a through a piece of coax, and it's phantom fed with 12 volts DC from down in the shack. The output of it now feeds into my receiver, so we'll see how it performs over the next couple of days compared to the big antennas. So anyway, take care, Rob. We'll see you again. As far as hotels, I have no clue locally where the better motels. I guess the best thing to do is just to do a Google search for best motels in Warrenton area or best hotels. There's no hotels. They're all motels. Now, if you're going to D.C., it's another story. I'm not sure what your plans are, if you're going to stay. I'm sure since you're coming this far to the Warrenton area, you certainly will probably want to go to Vienna, park the car, take the metro into town, and see some of the many, many museums there are to see in D.C. Over.
Does the metro come all the way out there?
It only goes as far as Vienna, Virginia. So if you write that down and look on the map, to get to Vienna from the Warrenton area, it depends on the time of the day. It may take you 45 to 50 minutes, maybe more if traffic's really heavy in the morning. But if you can plan on getting there at the metro after 10 o'clock, probably less traffic going there. But again, the parking may be an issue. Not sure how the parking. I think not as many people are using the metro as they did before, so parking may not be quite as much of an issue at the parking lots at the metro as it used to be. But it certainly beats having to drive downtown and spend $30 or $40 for parking in one of the garages over.
Yeah, you got that right. The last time I was in Washington, D.C. was in 71, and I just got back from Vietnam and ended up, well, at Ben Hill Farm. And I went into D.C. and played poker.
Very good, Rob. How about the CWID go, which you don't hear? So that's why the pause. This is K1HTV. Fine. Yeah, we'll be chatting as you get closer to the date that you plan to be in the area. If you happen to be here on the second Thursday of the month, tomorrow's going to be the first Thursday. We normally meet on the second Thursday of the month. So November's the next one. If you happen to be there, there's a club meeting at 7:15. Otherwise, we could probably get a bunch of guys together and go out for lunch at a steakhouse or somewhere locally, a couple of steakhouses, Bonanza and Longhorn. I think it's Longhorn. But anyway, there's a couple of steakhouses if you're into steak, or if you're a vegetarian, maybe you'd like bunny rabbits. Take care, Rob. We'll see you again. I'm going to go upstairs and maybe munch on something, then watch a little TV. Now look for that movie that you think you saw. 73KW4VFW, Irwin, Tennessee. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. 73, we'll see you.
9973's W4VFW. Bye-bye.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
K1.